Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies while Tel Aviv basks in warm sunshine. In Haifa, it's a perfect day to be outside with pleasant temperatures. Meanwhile, Eilat continues to experience its usual warmth. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, France and its allies are considering coordinated sanctions against Israel over the West Bank. These measures could be imposed within days. Also, according to I-24 News, U.S. forces shot down two Iranian drones threatening traffic in the Strait of Hormuz earlier today. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the U.S. may transfer Iranian assets to Gulf states for reconstruction after recent attacks on Kuwait and Bahrain. Separately, The Forward reports that Hezbollah rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon in earlier reporting. And finally, from JNS, Israeli commandos reportedly operated in Azerbaijan, conducting covert operations in a strategic move against Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that there have been nearly a dozen ceasefire violations by Hezbollah, expressing frustration with their effectiveness. From IL Red Alert, an update just 45 minutes ago indicates an all-clear status. The Times of Israel notes in a post from earlier that the Pentagon has raised the counterintelligence threat level from Israel to critical amidst growing tensions. Let's go deeper, starting with France and its allies. According to the Times of Israel, they are looking to apply pressure on Israel through national sanctions due to the deadlock in the EU over Israel's actions in the West Bank. This could signal a shift in diplomatic relations as these countries seek to address the ongoing tensions. Turning to the Strait of Hormuz, where earlier today, U.S. forces intercepted two Iranian drones. CENTCOM confirmed the drones posed a threat to commercial shipping in the region. This incident underscores ongoing tensions with Iran and the U.S.'s commitment to protecting international waterways. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights a potential U.S. move to use Iranian assets to fund rebuilding efforts in the Gulf. This comes after attacks on Kuwait and Bahrain, indicating ongoing regional instability. Such measures could impact U.S.-Iran relations further and have significant geopolitical implications. In a related development, Hezbollah has rejected a ceasefire deal brokered by the U.S., as reported by The Forward. This rejection poses a challenge to peace efforts in the region, with potential consequences for the fragile stability between Israel and Lebanon. And finally, JNS reports on Israeli operations in Azerbaijan. These operations are part of a broader strategy against Iran, demonstrating Israel's proactive stance in its regional security efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports on how Ben & Jerry's ice cream in Israel overcame the BDS movement. Avi Singer played a crucial role in this success, strengthening the brand's presence and resilience in the market. Separately, Tech explores the nature of venture capital, questioning its adventurous self-image. The article suggests that investors' reality is more cautious than historical expeditions, impacting Israel's startup ecosystem. And finally, Globes reports on the sale of three adjacent houses in Tel Aviv for 24.5 million shekels. These properties are likely to be transformed into apartment buildings, reflecting ongoing urban development trends in the city. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.